Welcome. You've splash-landed into this Prosecco-laden podcast, straight into the woo-woo pool with the crew of OMG. We're just a simple group of tragically imperfect and highly empathic BFFs, exploring a wide range of atypical topics with humor, grace, and curiosity. This is OMG. Greetings, Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to our frequency. The topic today is UFOs and aliens. We're going to do a flyby and chat about our beliefs as well as personal experiences. You're tuned in with the crew of
OMG.
I think I heard a UFO outside the podcast. Welcome back, everyone.
Thanks for that, sir. You know, I think we're going to start off today and have Miss Rowe pull a card for us from her very special deck, the Mystic Martian Oracle. Do you hear those cards a-shuffling? What do you got for us, Ro?
Ooh, that looks very sexy.
All right.
I don't know.
No, we're using it.
We're using it. She curled her lip.
Erotica and sensuality. So with the planetary like alignment right now, this is definitely what we're going into is like, getting more in touch with, and this has come up with so many clients lately,
you know,
of getting in touch with that sacral chakra.
Well, and two, we're coming off of Friday the 13th was just a couple of days ago, and it's divine feminine, so very sensual time.
I have a moonstone in my pocket right now, which is supposed to help you connect to the divine feminine. And
or are you just happy to see me?
Honey, both. But as we're recording this, you know, it will come out later, obviously, but as we're recording this, we are almost exactly a month away from Valentine's Day, too.
Mm-hmm.
So like love, erotica, sensuality. And I got, this has been a theme with me recently, at least, is the relationship with myself and like loving myself. And Miley Cyrus, shout out girl, just came out with a new song called Flowers. And I love her. We're the same age. I've like followed her since she was on the Hannah Montana show.
Is Dolly your godmama?
She is. She's my fairy godmama. But in the song, Miley said, it's talking about like her divorce and everything with her ex-husband. This is going to be very quick. It's not too much of a departure from the aliens. But the relationship with herself, she talks about how she didn't want to fight. She didn't want to leave. And she almost starts to cry. And then she remembers that she can buy herself flowers. She can take herself out dancing. She can hold her own hand. And I like just, I'm in a very, you know, happy and healthy marriage, but it made me cry. And I was like, this is just so beautiful, you know, to focus on loving yourself.
Well, and just because you're in a relationship, a lot of times we end up losing ourselves in it.
Yes.
And you don't really have to have, you can have both. You don't have to have one or the other. You can,
absolutely.
You just have to keep, but you have to put effort, just like you have to put effort into your external relationship, you have to put effort into the relationship with yourself too.
I love y'all.
Exactly.
Now let's not get dirty, Cam.
I'll pull the blanket up so you can't see.
So Rosalie felt really uncomfortable with that. She thought, we need to have another card. So she drew the same card twice.
Well, are you serious?
Yeah. So it was Alchemy, the Philosopher's Stone, and the color is green. And I can't tell you how much we have been talking about the color green before we start the episode.
Yeah.
So what are the highlights of this card?
Before we get into that, I loved in the Nagas, the first card that was pulled. We'll have to include a picture in the show notes because the tails twined together, it goes around. I don't know if you guys noticed the colors of the different in-body chakras. And the green one is behind the 14 Nagas. So it's really interesting that that's hidden. But the card, the color green has been coming up so much today.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the highlights, not the whole message, what are the highlights on the next page of this?
So the highlights are transcendental. Time, space, infinity, shifting perceptions, new beginnings, change, destiny, magic, ascended consciousness, cooking, chemistry, transformations, transmutation, and metamorphosis.
I like that.
I really connect with the cooking and the transformation and because like in chemistry, because cooking is a type of chemistry and you are transforming your body with the food that you eat.
It's alchemy.
Alchemy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is the original form of chemistry. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. So yeah. I'll tell a quick story about the green this morning. I mean, I have more green stories, but the most recent green story, excuse me, this morning I woke up at like 6:30. It was still dark outside and I kept looking towards I was looking towards my doorway because we have a light from upstairs that shines down. And I kept seeing this green color form, and it was fairly large, and it was forming by the door, and then it would kind of go away, and then it would form again and go away. And so I sat up and I was looking like, the hell is that? And it would form again as I was intentionally trying to look at it and then go away. And I was like, okay. And I, top of my head was just buzzing, which usually happens whenever there's some sort of spiritual activity. And so then when we come together to talk about UFOs and the color green this morning, I feel like I was totally getting like a flyby by somebody this morning. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty weird.
Yeah.
That is really cool. My story is very quick this week, but related to the color green. A while back, and I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but texted you all about it and was like, what the actual hell? But I had what felt like a dream one night in the house that Christian and I used to live in. And I was laying on the bed in the bedroom. And there were two windows in this bedroom. There was one right to the left of me and then one at the foot of, the other side of the wall, but at the foot of the bed. And both of the windows in the dream filled up with this bright, fluorescent green light, and it drowned out the room. And it feels like this vibration sound, and it just kept getting closer and closer. And my whole body ended up vibrating like insanely. And I'm in the dream or whatever it was, the abduction. I am opening my mouth to scream, almost like sleep paralysis, where you're trying to wake up, but you're not able to wake up, or you just feel stuck. So I'm screaming to wake up and I can't. And my whole body is vibrating all over. And I'm being lifted up off of the bed. So it's just me floating up off of the bed, my entire body vibrating in this sea of green. And I see Christian beside of me. I see the dogs in their bed on the floor. And it almost gets to be painful with how high the vibration has gotten in my ears. And then I slam back into my body and wake up. And when I wake up, I'm still vibrating all over. And so when I told Christian, he was like, first you summoning demons. You got your witch rocks in your pocket constantly, and now you're bringing in the aliens, and he's very into aliens and extraterrestrial stuff and space and whatever.
But I think we all need that little bit of person to do the, okay, let's ground us for a moment. And then
right,
we can go have
right, fun. Right.
Devil's that advocate. little right. poke at the.
Right. Devil's advocate, earth science, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. That was really interesting that it does seem like the color green is quite a theme, as the mm-hmm. green from Rosalie's mic is shining in my face right now.
Little green men off a spaceship.
That's right.
Camille is wearing a green sweater today.
And earrings.
I'm feeling the vibe, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Channeling her inner alien.
Yes.
So Rosalie, I know your family is from New Mexico, and I know they have a lot of stories to tell, and you've told me some of the stories, and I have some stories, too, from the weird shit that has happened. So do you have a story you want to share with us from your family lineage, family story?
Oh, I've got lots of stories. The crazy thing is, I have had a fascination with extraterrestrials, alien, since I was a little kid. I'm not sure where it came from, because I haven't actually had my own experience. But I just, it's like, I know they're there, kind of thing. But as a child, my dad grew up on a ranch in northern New Mexico. And he was out, they sent him, is evening comes in, they have to bring the sheep in and put them in the corral because the coyotes are out there, and they're easy prey, sheep are easy prey. So they sent my dad, and I guess he was about 5 years old, 6 years old, and it wasn't a big thing. Kids had chores, that was the ranch life. Yeah. Sent my dad out to bring the sheep in, he's going out into the pasture wherever they were grazing to bring them back. He says, in the distance, I guess you would call it a caldera. There's these dips in the
landscape
that they're either from where the bison used to lay down as a herd and they've worn them down, mm-hmm. or the antelope, because there's a lot of antelope and elk and things out there. But it was like this dip in the landscape, and he's climbing up out of the dip. He says there was a bush in the distance. There's a lot of sagebrush and then yeah. that kind of thing. Skeet, and he said the bush was glowing. And they don't have fireflies in northern New Mexico, because this is very close to the Colorado border. And he's like, wait a minute, why is that bush lit up? Here's this, what the heck? And he says, all of a sudden, as he got closer, he says the hair on the back of his neck stood up. And he was like, he wanted to freeze, but he knew his responsibility was to get those sheep in before it got dark.
Yeah.
So he just kept going forward, wondering what it was, and everything inside of him was saying, run.
The sheep will be fine.
Yeah, they can fend for themselves. And he says, when he got close to the bush, he says, all the lights just scattered and dispersed and took off. And he said he started running and, you know, got the sheep and got him back at home. And, you know, he got back and told the story to his parents. And they were just looking at him like, what? Okay, whatever. And, you know, just discarded the story. But it's
imagination of a child.
Imagination of a child.
This was a bad
weird today.
Right. This was a bad idea. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that was his first experience. And then he related a story with his dad and my grandfather and my great uncle. They were out again on the ranch and they saw, so their land has an arroyo. I don't know if you know what an arroyo is. It's like a kind of like a little Grand Canyon that forms from the water drainage from the hills that they live in and stuff. And over time, it makes a big like crevice in the ground. So in the distance, they saw these two lights approaching the ranch. And of course, this was before at the ranch, there was no electricity. No running water. I mean, it was an outhouse. They had a well to pump the water. And so everything was kerosene lanterns and a battery operated radio out on the ranch. They did, you know, had their vehicles, of course, trucks and stuff.
It's the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wagon Mound, for those who may know where it is off of I-25. But anyway, they saw these two lights in the distance, a car approaching the ranch. So they're out in the middle of nowhere, obviously. And they're like, wait a minute. Those lights just went through the arroyo. What the heck? So we're going to go investigate. So my uncle and my grandfather got on their horses and started chasing these lights. And they were going all over the place. And they said they chased them for a while and they were doing all these weird things that obviously a car could not do.
Right.
And going over hills and through fence lines. They had a lot of barbed wire fence to contain their livestock. And they said, and then they disappeared. But at one point, they said the horses were like, we're done with this. The horses started like pulling back and like fighting them. We're not going forward. We're going back to the ranch. The horses didn't want to have anything to do with it. So that was their experience. I mean, so the animals were like, hell no.
Yeah.
So like, we'll leave you here. We're going
to they turn back around.
A good indicator. Yeah.
So that's some of the experiences they've had.
Wow.
This is Brenda Sue.
I had an experience out in Sedona, Arizona. I was out there for a retreat back in 2012, the winter of 2012. And it was a place, I don't know if I should name the place. I'm not sure it's still functioning with the same name, but it's out in the middle of nowhere outside of Sedona. And literally, like, there's no light out there. And I drove into this place at night and you could see the Milky Way. I mean, the stars. We opened up the door and that was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And then I get to this retreat, and it's a spiritual retreat. Two of my good friends were hosting the retreat. And we get there, and they're running out the door with a scorpion and a cup. And I'm like, oh, hell to the no. I'm not doing no scorpions.
This is Arizona's version of Paddle Faster, I Hear Banjo Music.
Exactly. So we're staying, our little retreat group is staying in a house on this retreat center, which is basically like a woo-woo place that has nothing on it. And we were doing a spirit circle one night. So all the lights are off in the house. And there's literally, you can't see your hand in front of your face. It's so dark because there's no like outside light.
No ambient light to.
No, yeah. It was nothing. And we're sitting there and I'm like, Whitney, do you see that in the window, that green light? It looks like an alien. And everybody in the room saw what looked like a green alien head in the window, like peeking in on us. I don't know what it was doing. And I think that night was a long night for them because there was all kinds of like spiritual activity. But the weirdest feeling out there, you felt like you were being watched the entire time, like, in my mind's eye, I could see things standing all on the mountaintop because we were kind of down in the valley. And we went out one night to go up to like the retreat center main building. And it's pitch black out there. Like, you get the starlight. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And there was, like, this moment where there were shadows that went over our heads. And there was no sound, no nothing. So I look up, and I see the shape of, like, these triangle-shaped black big shadows. But there's zero noise.
Right.
I mean, it could have been a military aircraft, like something like that. But I don't know. It was absolutely insane. And that place had some crazy activity because I think they kind of pulled it in with their energy. The people who owned the place.
What you saw was totally dark. No lights,
no nothing. It was just the shadow, and it was like a triangle shape.
Yeah.
And it went over us really fast. There were two of them. It was like, pew, pew. But there was no noise.
This makes me think of, I don't know if any of y'all have seen it, but it's the movie. It's directed by Jordan Peele. It's called Nope, like N-O-P-E. Have y'all seen it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope, sure haven't. So to y'all here in the circle and to those of you at home, I highly recommend checking it out. It is, I guess, technically considered horror, but there's nothing like gory or gruesome or bloody in it, but it's about this UFO, sort of, that is basically surveying this farm out in the middle of nowhere. I can't remember if it's New Mexico, Arizona, it's somewhere out in the West. And the people start to see it. And so it shuts down like technology and the animals start freaking out. It's very, very interesting. And it has like a weird, like almost like M. Night Shyamalan kind of twist. But yeah, it's very, very good. And let me think about this conversation you're having. And this, I don't know if you were wanting to tell this story or if it's even related, but I remember hearing a story as a kid. And because, you know, me and Brenda Sue Jean Jolene Louise III go way back.
We's family,
y'all. She was there when I popped out the womb. I'm just kidding. Probably not. But, you know, she was there. Anyways, I remember hearing this story, and I don't even think it was from you. I feel like I remember, like, my dad, who is Brenda's brother, talking about it or something, maybe. Not, like, in a bad way, but just, like, saying, like, yeah, this is what Brenda saw. And I'm like, what the hell is going on at Brenda's house? But it was where you guys lived, where you had, like, the being that we talked about on a previous episode that you guys, like, buried in the backyard and stuff, like the Colleen had drew. And maybe I'm misquoting. I don't know. So if it's not,
I'm going to tell the story.
Oh, are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. About the two beings that came in and it was, okay, go ahead. Because I remember that as a kid hearing it, not from you.
Really?
Yes. Like still to this day. And I had this image of what that looked like from the screen or the iPad or whatever it was. And then it going blank.
That's so interesting because I don't remember telling my brother about that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I might have because I was like freaking out.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
Telling his like, you won't believe what we caught on camera in our house.
But I remember him talking about it, and he, you know, my dad is, I mean, we've talked about it, like, changed so much throughout the years, you know, has become a lot more, like, open-minded and just, like, open to things in general. But I feel like during that period of time, it would have been, like,
weird.
Yeah, like, weird or just, like, strange or, like, oh, isn't this interesting? But I remember
Linda's a little bit touched. You
know? Right, exactly. Right.
Well, we all know that.
Right. But I remember hearing about it as a kid and thinking, like, oh, my gosh, that's wild, like, and so cool and crazy. But he wasn't, there was no, like, judgment or like any sort of negativity in his tone. He was just speaking it as fact. And, you know, isn't this interesting that Brendan and Jesper experienced this type thing? And I remember overhearing him talk about it and being really freaked out, and I couldn't sleep that night. And I had pictured exactly what he was describing and still can picture it. So anyways.
Well, I can see it in my mind like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Even though this would have been back in 2009 or 10, probably.
Okay.
So how old would you have been then, Aaron?
I was in high school. That was around the time, I think that might have even been the year that my parents separated.
Okay. So, it might have been a little bit before that. I can't really remember, but it was during that time we were living in the house. Yeah. We moved in there in 2006.
Because I came to the house a couple times, like you guys have like gatherings or family things. So I remember the house that you're talking about.
So we were living in like a ranch style house, and it was here in the community that I live in now. And this house had so much spiritual activity. Like, I can't even tell y'all all the things that happened. I should write a book about all the shit that happened in the house.
Just maybe don't give those neighbors a copy.
Right. I'm very curious if the people who live there now experience anything, or if that was just all for us to, like, wake up and, you know, see things. So we would hear all these crazy sounds, and the kids were experiencing all these things. So we thought, well, you know, that was in the webcam days. So I was like, let's put a webcam. And we had a Mac Mini, like the little things that you hooked up as like a little computer.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that hooked up to the TV, and we put the webcam on, and we said, we'll do like a time-lapse video during the night and just, you know, probably won't catch anything. Let's just see what happened.
The original Paranormal Activity, if you will. Okay.
And so we left a little light on, I think maybe in the kitchen, like the light over the microwave, you know, those little lights. And so we got up and looked at, well, I think Jesper got it before me. He looked at it and he was like, well, you might want to look at it. It was some weird stuff. And so literally, like, coming from the hallway up into the living room and into the kitchen, there were these two beings, and you could measure them, like, their height based on the furniture that was in the room. And one would look like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz, like a helmet, look like metal body. The other one looked like more of a female, had the bulbous head that was, you couldn't really see it because it wasn't really bright, bright, but like the shape of a helmet.
Yeah,
is the only way I can describe it. And she was wearing, which I'll say it's a she, could have been a he, I don't know, maybe they're sexless, wearing like this red dress that was very narrow at the waist, kind of came in at the waist, went all the way up to the neck and down to the wrist, and had like a, almost like a button pad on the wrist that was outlined in gold.
Apple Watch.
Almost like, yeah.
Maybe that's where they got the idea.
Right.
But it was like buttons that you would push to do things, was my impression of seeing it. And so I showed this to a few people and was telling people about it because I was like, this is so crazy, because they came down our hallway, went into the kitchen, like in regular every 5 second increments of the thing. And then it was like they flashed out, because I don't know if they realized that they were being watched on the webcam, and they were like, peace out, y'all.
Right.
And they got out of there. So we had that. And it was like, you know, we had it. It was on our little computer thing. And I started showing people, and I shit you not, people, we had the lightning rods. I mean, this house was built probably in the 70s. You know, the lightning rods across the top of the house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lightning ran into our house and blew up that computer and that TV where we had that stored.
Mm-hmm.
So we completely lost it.
But and, people were able to see it before that, right?
Yeah.
When you were showing that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, that is not coincidental.
Mm-mm.
They totally orchestrated that, because my daughter Colleen, she would see stuff all the time. And she described those, like seeing small people out of the corner of her eye all the time, standing in our dining room or standing off to the side, like they were observing what was going on in our household.
Not having known about the video, right? Like she wasn't aware.
This
like
was
she...
before the video.
Oh,
that she would describe seeing the little people standing around.
Wow. Yeah.
So I totally think it was them. They had been there watching us for some time.
Wow.
They were doing us a college science psychology project.
Right.
They're just observing humans.
Right.
In their natural environment.
Right.
We'll make a study out of them. Okay, what if we fuck with them a little bit?
Yeah. Right. Well, speaking of fuck with them a little bit, let's take a quick break, refill whatever you're sipping on, and join us for the second half of this conversation about woo-woo, UFOs, aliens, and Rosalie's people. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, and welcome back, guys. So, if you're with us for the first half of the discussion, which why would you randomly tune into the second half, crazies, you would understand that we were talking about little people and not humans. So speaking of little people, and Brenda and Ro, we've kind of shared and discussed some stories about y'all's kids seeing or experiencing small people or small beings. And I think that's really interesting, because what are the odds that not only you would see them, but your kids would too? And maybe thinking about like shared DNA or, you know, all sorts of things. The mind can go in different places when it relates to this. But Ro, I know you had a story about both of your kids, Rylan and Allie, experiencing little people when they were young, right? Do you want to kind of tell a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Brenda's daughter, Colleen, saw little people around the house. And Allison told me that when she was little, it must have been about 5, 6 years old, she says that little people would gather around her bed at night, and she would try to scream for help. Mom, they're here. Help me, kind of thing, but nothing would come out. So it was like she was experiencing sleep paralysis or something, but she was literally terrified, and they would come regularly. And at this point, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on, but to this day, she sleeps with the lights on. She has to have TV or music in the background. And prior to recording the podcast today, I said, fill me in again, you know, when you were little and you told me that the little people were around your bed wanting to talk to you and things. She's like, what? And it's like, I said, you told me when you were little that these people would gather around your bed. So I have a feeling that she's blocked it because she does not remember telling me. And then the kids would tell me, both of them, that the shadow man was in the house. And I've heard it when I'm alone to this day. Somebody walking up and down the hallway in our house upstairs. And they described him as a man with a top hat or a bowler type hat, you know, the old fashioned with the little bow tie, kind of like a Colonel Sanders type tie, you know, the little string tie kind of thing, and just pacing up and down the hallways in the house.
So that's probably a spirit.
That's spirit energy.
That's spirit attached.
That's the spirit energy.
Probably.
But, you know, the kids when they were younger had brought all this to my attention.
Sure.
So it was like, okay, so.
Did Allie ever describe what the little beings looked like?
Big bulbous heads, the big eyes, the big alien eyes kind of thing.
So like the typical gray
description. Alien.
But, you know, I wonder sometimes, too, if our, you know, maybe they don't look exactly like that, but our mind has seen that picture.
Right.
So when we see something that's familiar to that, our brain assigns it that particular form, even though that may not be exactly what they look like. It's just what our mind is comfortable with.
That's like the language we know how to use to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as a 4 or 5 year old, I didn't expose my kids to alien movies or any of that, you know, kind of thing. So it's interesting that people describe this thing the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with no other reference images or points.
Right.
Okay. So do we want to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole?
Yes. Sure. Uh-huh.
I mean,
Cassandra
why not?
Caroline.
Yeah.
Not on this podcast. I'm sorry.
No.
Not in my Christian
home. We don't do that here.
Go on.
But seeing as how a lot of people who experience those kind of things, you know, see the bulbous head, even like what you saw was green outside the window. It was still was like a similar shape, a similar size. Oh, could that be like a throwback? Like we were you're talking about the DNA. Like, could that be like a genetic memory?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe that's not at all. Maybe what we're seeing is an energetic being, but you have like the genetic memory. And that's why everybody kind of experiences the energies of that frequency kind of quote unquote the same way.
Right.
Or a very similar way.
Like Allie was having a family reunion around her bed. Them little things had the potato salad. They had the cornbread.
You know, banana salad.
What in Texas hell?
Southern aliens.
Yeah. I'm just playing. But yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a really interesting thing to think about, Chandra.
Yeah. That's good insight. But since you mentioned genetics, a lot of indigenous origin stories talk about star people, that they came from the stars.
Yep.
And they were put here on the earth to do things. So, who knows?
Who knows? Get down to it, we are all cosmic dust. So,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust, if you will. My question is, and I don't know if this is like something that you, because we haven't like talked about this since, but I know a couple of the Woo crew, or a few of you guys, went to the forest recently on a full moon to kind of communicate with some other, I'm seeing a lot of clutched pearls. I'm seeing a lot of church lady pursed lips. We don't have to share. But Chameleonaire, myself and Alexandra were not there. So it was, it was Ro, Brenda, and Cassandra Caroline. And so we've seen, like, they put some photos up where we could see them and, like, some video recordings of things that they kind of saw and experienced. Can y'all, like, or do y'all want to speak to that at all? I don't mean to put people on the spot like Wendy Williams, but I just thought it probably lends itself to some interesting
things. We can share what we experienced because we still don't have, we can't say definitively what, what or when.
Right.
But
I mean, when, we know that we were out there.
Right.
Well, I mean, like cosmically when.
Sure.
Right? But we went to the place where Brenda and Ro typically do hikes and things.
Yeah.
And Brenda had experienced or felt like blue beings. And I had recently had a reading done with the beautiful Melissa Sparrow, who has been a guest on our show.
Shout out, Melissa.
And she conveyed to me that in a previous life, I'd been Palladian. And so as soon as Brenda said blue beings, I was like, I got to go there.
You lit up like a Las Vegas nightlight.
Yeah, like it was like, you know, the chills and like just the like gut feeling like I need to be in that place.
Yeah.
And so that's when we decided to, you know, go out there on the full moon and see what we could see.
In the forest, a bunch of witches and warlocks.
Pretty much. And I mean, we got to the place where this had been experienced, and you know, we just kind of stood there and, you know, what are you going to feel? What are you going to see?
Sure.
And yes, it was a full moon, but we were kind of standing like the ridge was coming down from one side and then it flattened off where the trail was. And then it kind of continued down a little bit.
Yeah.
And there was a cluster of trees. And yes, the moon was coming through the trees, but there was this spot that just glowed a blue light, and it would get brighter and dimmer. Mm. And when you looked at it through the camera, it looked very different than it did with your eyes. Like there were actually like pillars of light.
That's what I saw down in the video that you guys shared, was it looked like, I was like, what are all these tall ass blue people? You know, like whatever. And I realized you could see that it was trees because it's nighttime, you know, your camera, but the phone on your camera can only capture so much, but it did. It looked like tall blue light, mm-hmm. like with each gap that went through when I was watching it.
Rosalie was not using the flash either.
Right.
No flash, no light. We had our headlamps off. There was no light but the moonlight.
And it was bright.
But that was early when we were out there. So it wasn't like the moon was high in the sky and like
it wasn't
really
pitch black yet. Yeah.
It wasn't bright as it could be.
Oh, I see.
You know, because the moon was still
coming up. We were out there early evening. It was like 6-7 o'clock. It wasn't late. Yeah.
And where the blue light was the opposite. The moon was to my back. So it wasn't the moon light coming through the trees.
Right.
It's because the moon was to my back.
Right.
And we stood there for a long time and like tried to debunk, like we played ghost hunters. We tried to debunk it, like right. like looking at the angle that the moon is and the angle it's coming through the trees. Sure. And could it even be hitting the spot? And we did our best to make sure that like, are we talking ourselves into this or right. is this really an experience?
Right.
Because I'm a very logical person, I feel like, and I try to like see, is there a physical reason for this?
Right.
But sometimes I think you just have to trust and mm-hmm. just go with what you're getting because that's...
Right. And I mean, it never felt threatening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I can't even really convey like what kind of feeling that right. I had. It was just... There was just energy. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that. But the kind of comforting thing is Brenda saw something else that is something that we have considered to be like watchers and protectors, like in those woods. Yeah. Kind of like she described it to me as kind of like a Sasquatch looking.
I saw that with
kind of shadow. Eye.
Okay.
It was probably about the height that we were. And it was probably 20 feet for me at the max.
Wow.
And it was not a dense area for us. So it wasn't like it was.
Right.
You know, the moon, the clouds, and, you know, it was the shape of a Sasquatch looking shadow.
But did you feel like protection or like a comfort with them being there?
Okay. Well, I've been out there with them before. Yeah. And the time that we were out there it was in the daytime, but I didn't see it, but I'd sensed it like on a ridge on across the creek on the other side, just kind of watching. And I told Brenda, like, I'm feeling like there's something over there. I feel like it's fairly large and I feel like it's watching us. And she's like, oh yeah, they're the watchers. They you know, they make sure that we stay safe in the woods or whatever.
The Watchers available now on Netflix. Just kidding. Yeah. Different show.
But it's just like caretakers or guardians or whatever of the woods and what's in it and all this kind of stuff. And so I have always been fascinated by Sasquatch, Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. I was born in 72. And so Patterson-Gimlin had just released the file, you know.
Right.
And so I'm standing there and I'm kind of jealous because I'm like, and I start thinking in my head, I've loved you my whole life. Can you show yourself to Brenda?
Yes.
And so as I'm standing there, there are these two trees that do like a V.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like one big tree in front and these two a little bit to the back. And, you know, I'm scanning the woods where she saw the thing, you know, trying to see it too. And the gap between those trees just gets dark. And I start seeing like two legs. And I look to Brenda and I'm like, is there something standing right there?
Rosalie's like, let's take a picture.
Of course. Let's get photographic evidence.
But it's like as soon as everybody like started looking there, it lightened up again.
It's like it knew it was being like focused on. It was like, I'm here to protect you. I asked
you ain't gonna see me. Of me.
That's right. Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
That was really cool too.
And I had asked while we were out there if I needed to receive some sort of download for my highest and best good, love and light, you know, all of the protection, because we called out protection before we went out there too. And these two were talking to each other. And I was like, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? And they were like, what? I was like, it sounds like a beehive in my head. And it was literally like in my head, like loud.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, oh, I hear something off in the distance. Oh, it was in my head and it was right. So freaking loud. And my crown chakra was like buzzing like crazy.
Wow.
And I tell you, since I came back from our little night walk, because I think we're going to go do it again.
All six of us this time.
My intuitive hits, and I feel like yours too with our woo-woo wisdom, is much more heightened. Mm. So I don't know what happened out there, but we got some stuff out there.
Well, and I agree with you. And this is only because of the download and the heightened thing. There was a local news story here around that time about a young man who had kind of disappeared on Christmas Eve. And he had FaceTimed his mother from a parking lot and said, I'm on my way home, blah, 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 blah. And he never came home. And they didn't know, like, did he run away? Did he get abducted? Right. Did, you know, what happened? They're telling a news story on the TV. And I look at my husband and I said, he's in his car somewhere. I said, I feel like he's still in his car. I'm like, I wonder if they've, like, looked on the sides of the road. Like, are there ditches right. or stuff, like, where his car could be off the road? And I kid you not, that's how they found him. His car was upside down. Off the road.
Unfortunately, he had passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had been several weeks at that point.
Right, right.
But.
Oh my gosh.
You know, just like sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been, I was probably 15 or 16 the last time I had a hit like that. Where, yeah.
Wow.
Just matter of fact. So.
So when we go into the woods, y'all.
Get stuff ready happens. To level up, baby.
Yeah, because I went out there yesterday. I felt like that urge, like I have got to get out there. I've got to go. And I felt a lot of communication from those same beings.
And I felt like whether we tend to believe they're, you know, extraterrestrial from another another planetary situation, or maybe they're not of this planet. Like, I'm not saying that they're UFO, that they're alien. They could be angelic beings. They could be. But I feel like that something was shared.
Oh, yeah.
100%. With us, with whatever frequency or whatever definition you choose to decide that they need to be called. But.
Right.
Yeah, because I feel like the planet, as we all know, is in a lot of unrest right now. Mm-hmm. And we're going through a lot of changes. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of external changes that people might not handle very well. And so we need to raise our vibration.
Yeah.
As much as possible, as often as possible. And I feel like those beings are here to help us evolve so that we don't all just implode and kill each other.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it's like kind of the opportunities that you look for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if that is the path that you want to take, that you personally want to take, then the offering of the help is there.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if it's not necessarily the path you want to take, then you don't really get presented with that opportunity.
Right. And there's other ways to raise your vibration.
Oh, absolutely.
Besides talking to blue people, I mean.
but I mean, if that wasn't something that you were open to, then a different type of opportunity would probably present itself to
speak more to you and feel more natural and comfortable, for sure.
Which could be on a more physical level.
Of, right.
You know, helping people, helping kids, teach them and like connect with them emotionally or, you know, whatever.
I hear another episode in there, how to raise your vibration. Small practical steps.
If we have any sex toy vibrator companies who are interested in sponsoring that episode,
Let's
raise our vibrations.
Hallelujah.
Reach out. I'm just kidding. If you're offended, clutch your pearls and fast forward 15 more seconds.
But regardless, I mean, this, wherever these beans are from or whatever, it's kind of silly to think we're all alone in this big, vast universe.
Very much so.
I think
it's egocentric.
Very egocentric. But I think that with the more and more sightings of these things and people are more willing to talk about it, I think on a global level, everywhere, people are experiencing beings from somewhere else. We're being watched to see what we're going to do as a world because we've been in so much turmoil these last few years. And And I think we're being watched to see what's going to happen.
You know, I was talking to a friend. Is it you, Aaron? Or was it, I was maybe talking to a mentor of mine. And we're like, just to put it all into perspective about how can we be the only things out there. I mean, we are a speck, less than a speck in the grand scheme of the cosmos. And if you think about single cell organisms on this planet, like they are like micro dust. So we can't possibly be the only things out there. And yeah, I just, and there's probably a lot to learn from other people, but I always joke with my mom because she's Aquarian and very connected with external things. She'd always be the person, she was like, I want to make first contact. Like, of course you do, Mom. But we were talking about it every once in a while because I think, I was like, you know, if there are aliens, other species, other beings out there, they probably have a giant red X over Earth saying, stay away from these bunkers.
Yeah.
They have no idea what the fuck you're doing. And they will destroy everyone and themselves.
But that's exactly what I was thinking. It was just popped in my head when you were talking about we're being watched.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, it's like a dumpster fire down here. It's like,
they're their reality.
This is like soap opera for them.
Right. We are the Real Housewives of New York City.
Just joking. Just a little levity.
So anyway, for those of you that do see things and have experiences, we're not belittling anything because we've had those experiences and we would love to hear your stories. Share them with us.
And yeah, I feel like we could do an episode. Like if people want to write in and share their stories,
we will share your stories. Yes.
Read their stories. If you have a story on our website, definitely go leave a comment on this episode's page and we will check them and, you know, share them if you guys give us permission to do that.
We don't want to share
anything that you're not willing to share.
Yeah.
I love hearing other people's experience.
Oh, so do I.
Just helps solidify that, you know, you haven't lost your mind.
Right.
Well, right. And it could help somebody else out there who's like, I can't say this. This is too weird. Or this is too something.
This is the too weird podcast.
Absolutely.
It's a safe
place to share your stories and there's no judgment.
Let your weird flag fly.
That's right.
I think that's like the roots of why we started this podcast was to create a community like that, because within the six of us, we found a safe place to share our experiences and feelings and things that we've gone through and seen or felt and felt validated in that. And I think that hopefully our listeners feel the same way and
get met with excitement versus like,
yes,
looking at you like you have, you know,
yes, three antennas.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. So a question for those who have experienced or seen other beings, do you know the names of those beings, their species? Would you share that? So then, you know, our listeners know what experiences you've had, and if they have experience with other beings, they can share that with us. So we kind of know where we all stand.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which specific beings I'm connected to, because during some energy work, I'm apparently some kind of frog type being, because I've had dreams of me swimming and having suction cups on my fingers, you know, as weird as that sounds. So living in some kind of water planet. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they're called.
Right.
Yeah. When Melissa told me about the Palladian possibility, it resonated very deeply with me. And it took me years and years to get a name of a guide. But the first name that I got was Ashtar. And Commander Ashtar is Palladian. Mm-hmm. So once I started putting, you know, parts together, it kind of made sense. But I know that I've also been fascinated and had dreams about Lyrans, like the lion-faced.
Right.
So those are the two that I feel like I've connected with or experienced in some way.
Awesome. Well, this was a fun episode. I can feel a part two coming on. How about you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think we all need to go out into the forest, and I encourage you guys to do the same safely.
Safely.
And let us know what you experience, because when you seek help or guidance or protection or some sort of energy upgrade, it's always there for us and will kind of meet us where we are and not in a scary way, so that you'll feel protected and safe and comforted. And for the greater good of us all. Until next time, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us today. Please follow and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and leave a review. It's so easy to do and such a huge help for us. We appreciate your interactions so much. Want to join us at our table? Make sure to check out our YouTube channel and join our Facebook community. If you've enjoyed this content and wish to support us, take a look at our Patreon page. All information and links will be in our podcast description. Catch you next time.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.